Hello and welcome back to the Existential Echo Chamber podcast. I'm your host, the Existential Echo. It's been a minute. It's been a couple of weeks since I have recorded an episode. I've been pretty busy, been doing a lot of stuff, been doing a lot of reading. For those of you who are also members of the blog, you'll notice it's also been a 3 or 4 weeks now since I've had any new blog posts up. That's largely for the same reason, finishing up stuff with school over the last few weeks, attending to some family business. Unfortunately, did have a death in the family, some different things going on. Also really still doing my research for my Heaven and Hell post for the blog, and doing some more research on some other things that I have lined up. We've been trying to get the second part of the my interview with Logan recorded. We have not had success in our schedules lining up lately, so hopefully we will be able to accomplish that for you all soon. Maybe this week, fingers crossed. We said that the last 2 weeks, maybe we will have part two of my discussion with Logan, where we talked more about HBO Max and the Snyder Cut and delve into some other things like that. So while I am still plugging away at some of my blog posts and doing research and reading and all those sorts of things, I started getting messages from people. Believe it or not, there are now enough of you listening that I'm getting feedback. That is wonderful and exciting. But I started getting feedback saying, hey, if you, I would love to, people saying that they would love to be part of the podcast, people saying that they would like to help, but also just tons of people asking when the next episode was coming out, saying they can't wait, saying that they've re-listened to every episode. So thank you for that. Please share the podcast. Like, comment, subscribe. We're now on Apple Podcasts. That's the biggest news. We are on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Anchor. Of course, we're on lots of different platforms now. So make sure that you're liking, commenting, rating. Make sure you're sharing it with your friends. All those sorts of things really, really help. As I make a full court press through the summer to try to get more content out, it's a big deal. It really is. It's a very big deal to me to receive feedback. I'm working slowly but surely, working on getting more social media awareness, building a presence on social media for the Existential Echo Chamber. Hopefully I'll have a Twitter, an Instagram page, and an email to where you can leave feedback about the blog or the podcast or both. So hopefully those things will be coming down the pike very, very soon. Have a lot of exciting ideas, book reviews, movie reviews, TV reviews, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff that I want to share with you guys. So thank you for sticking with me. So because I didn't have anything super heavy prepared this week, what I figured I would do is I sort of have been trying to steer clear of social media lately. There's a lot going on in our country. I don't feel that at this time, I don't feel like the person that should be bloviating and talking a lot about it. I certainly do have opinions about everything that's going on in our country in regards to police brutality, in regards of, Black Lives Matter and the protest, things like that, everything that happened the last couple of weeks in our country, I certainly have opinions on. I don't feel like that me addressing that right now on this podcast is really useful or helpful. But I have been sort of removed from social media lately, for more so for my own mental health and edification. I was already planning on taking a social media hiatus to begin with. And then, as things became more and more, vitriolic from just all over the spectrum of people just really, really conversations breaking down and people really, really just being ugly to each other. I really just had to step back from it. That's not my scene. I do struggle with anxiety. I struggle with some issues that were definitely triggered a little bit by the just constant barrage of negativity that was going on. So I've sort of had to unplug. I've cut the news off. I've gotten off social media. So I have been really focused on my research, really focused on spending time with my friends and family, really, really focused on the things that are, you know, pressing concerns in my day-to-day life. And so that is sort of where I'm at on that. But something that was going on that I had tried to start on social media that I really was a fan of, and I hung in there for a little while, but I'm not going to be able to finish it because of my social media break hiatus that I'm on, is the 30-day film challenge. So most of you guys have probably already seen this. It's a it's called the 30-day film challenge. It's like a blue graphic, and it has 30 different days, like a calendar month, where it suggests that you talk about or watch or review or whatever a different film each day, and it gives you different categories of films. So what I thought it might be cool to do, and I'm probably going to contradict myself, so anyone who did follow me on social media personally will probably, as I go through these, will probably be like, you know, that's not what he actually put on Facebook a month ago, but, you know, I reserve the right to change my mind or to refine my answers, and so that's what I'll be doing. But this is, I decided I would do the 30-day film challenge as a podcast. So what that means is every day, so for those of you who were super, super excited, at least every day that I'm able to, though I may have to skip a day or here, the weekends might be difficult, but every day that I'm able to, I'm going to go through this challenge all 30 days, and I'm going to do brief movie reviews for what they are. So today would be day one. Right. So the challenge for day one is to, or at least as I'm interpreting it for the purposes of my podcast, is to review the first film I remember watching. The first film I remember watching. So this is day one of the 30-day film challenge. So what was the first film that I remember watching? And the first film that I remember watching was, this is close. There are a few, okay? There are a few. I'm going to be honest with you. There's a few that are in my mind, and I don't really remember when I saw which one first or whatever. But the one that I remember the most clearly, consistently, in the earliest from my childhood, has to be Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast was my favorite movie as a kid. It's still one of my absolute favorite movies. It's still in my top 10 of all time. I love everything about Beauty and the Beast. Belle was my first love. Beast was the first film character I ever related to. It was my jumping off point for falling in love with Disney, for falling in love with musicals, for falling in love with love stories, for falling in love with the idea that what counts is not what you look like on the outside, but who you are underneath, which is a super timely message for, you know, everything we're experiencing right now. And I really feel like Beauty and the Beast is a wonderful first movie for me to have seen as a child. And those of you who know me personally understand that Beast is my dream role as an actor. I'm an actor, a community theater actor, and I am currently rehearsing to play Beauty, to play Beast, rather, excuse me, wouldn't want to be Beauty. I'm currently rehearsing to be Beast in Beauty and the Beast, and I've been rehearsing since December. Unfortunately, the show was supposed to be in April, and then COVID happened, and so it got pushed back into the end of the summer. But we've resumed rehearsals for that, so that's exciting. I'm really, really looking forward to having a chance to play my dream role. That's something that means a lot to me. I'm very fortunate that we're with a theater company that has committed to seeing the show through and not canceling, and just holding out to see when, you know, we can get back into our space and actually have our rehearsals there. We're really excited about that. But yeah, Beauty and the Beast is the first movie I remember watching. And not only is the music incredible, the animation is incredible, but the story is so great. It's so simple. It's so to the point. It's not preachy, but it conveys that message, that theme, that it's, you know, who you are, your heart is what matters. And that, you know, it was so cool that it took the stereotypically good-looking guy, the Gaston figure, and really turned that archetype on its head, and had Gaston be the real monster, the real villain, because it didn't matter what he looked like. He was chauvinistic, misogynistic, and Beast is this angry, bitter person who's very hurt and wounded, and he looks a certain way, but everyone knows that underneath that gruff exterior, you know, he's got a good heart. And it takes a special person. It takes someone who doesn't quite see the world the same way as everyone else around her to stop and slow down and just really look at him to see who he is underneath. And that's what makes Belle so special. It's why she was my first love. So I love Beauty and the Beast. That was the first movie I ever remember watching. And if you guys have never seen Beauty and the Beast for some reason, stop what you're doing and improve that area of your life right now. Go correct that. Watch Beauty and the Beast. There is a 2017 live action version. I did not hate that movie by any stretch, but definitely I think you got to check out the cartoon if you've never seen Beauty and the Beast for some reason. If you've been living under a rock for 30 years and you've just never seen it, you got to go check that out. And so, yeah, I think that was day one. Day one was the first film I remember watching. It was Beauty and the Beast. So, honorable mentions, just in case anyone was wondering, what were some of the other ones that I remember very early on? I remember Batman Returns very early, very early. Batman Returns. Jurassic Park was pretty early. I think Little Mermaid was pretty early. The Land Before Time was pretty early. So there were several. Beauty and the Beast just happens to be the one that sticks most pressingly in my mind. So yeah, we'll go with Beauty and the Beast. So thank you for listening, and I will be back to talk to you guys tomorrow. We'll talk about day two of the 30-day film challenge. I'll have a new brief movie review for you. And in the meantime, if you're looking for recommendations, I have some recommendations for you. So the TV show Community is now on Netflix, all six seasons. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. So if you're looking for a good comedy, go watch Community on Netflix. Season four, the final season of 13 Reasons Why, has dropped. I've not finished season three, but I know that that is one that a lot of people watch. So if you didn't know, that's now streaming. My friends tell me that there's a really good show on Netflix called The Outer Banks that just dropped. So check out that. And I watched The Invisible Man, starring Elizabeth Moss, the other day for the first time. It was incredible. It was wonderful. I loved it. I also watched The Way Back with Ben Affleck. That was wonderful. So both of those are on DVD now. They're probably streaming somewhere. Birds of Prey, the Harley Quinn movie, I thought was decent. Not wonderful, but decent. That's on DVD Blu-ray now. That's streaming, I'm sure. Make sure you've downloaded HBO Max, or if you already had HBO Now, it should have upgraded. But HBO Max, you can get everything from HBO. You don't have to have a subscription to HBO. And they have tons of Turner Classic Movies, HBO stuff. They have the DC Hub with all this DC stuff. It's really, really cool. And it's a wonderful app. It's only going to keep growing. They had all 8 Harry Potter movies the day that it launched. That was really exciting. They have a lot of the DCEU stuff. Speaking of DC, there's the DC Universe app, which will one day become obsolete because of HBO Max. But right now, DCEU does still house several things like Titans, Doom Patrol, Stargirl season 1 is out now. But in addition to a bunch of comics and movies and things like that, but on DC, the DC Universe app, there is a Harley Quinn television show. There are 2 seasons. It was created by Bruce Timm and Paul Dini, who did the old Batman animated series from the early 90s. All the really cool cartoons of the 90s, Paul Dini and Bruce Timm had something to do with those. So it feels like you're watching that, but it's R-rated. It's for adults. It's hysterical. It's very, very funny. It's very entertaining. 2 seasons of that are up. It's on the DC app. Check that out. I would highly recommend that as well. And if you have not seen, let me see, I've got some others, I'm sure. Knives Out, if you haven't seen Knives Out from the end of last year, that was excellent. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Tarantino movie that came out last year, was excellent. Speaking of Tarantino, it turns out Inglourious Basterds, Django Unchained, and The Hateful Eight, the extended 4-hour cut, are all on Netflix now, so check that out. I think off the top of my head, that might be it as far as recommendations. HBO Max, get HBO Max. First thing you should watch, the very first thing, if you have not seen Game of Thrones, you got to watch Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is, in my opinion, maybe the second or third best show that's been on television in the last 20 years. So definitely check out Game of Thrones on HBO Max if you have not seen it yet. And avoid spoilers for it. It was a pop culture phenomenon. So if you've somehow made it the whole run of Game of Thrones and you don't know what happens, please don't tell anyone you're watching it, because they're going to do the same thing to you that they did to people who tried to watch Lost. They're going to say, the ending ruined it. And that is not true. It is a popular opinion. But reality often has nothing to do with what a majority of people think. And so, it is not true that the end of Game of Thrones ruined Game of Thrones. The final season of Game of Thrones does have some problems, but it does not ruin how good Game of Thrones is leading up to the final episode. And so definitely give Game of Thrones a go. Don't listen to the naysayers. It's one of the best things you'll ever watch. And my favorite television show is Lost. So if you haven't seen Lost, all 6 seasons are streaming on Hulu. And yeah, check out Lost. That's my favorite show ever. Eventually I will do reviews of episodes of Lost when I have time to go back and rewatch that show for like the 10th time. So hopefully I've given you guys a lot of ideas. If you're still social distancing, quarantining, or whatever, maybe you have some ideas of things to watch now. And I will be back giving you guys more content, more things you can listen to later in this week. Fingers crossed I get to record my other podcast with Logan. We're going to have more guests on soon. Stick around. Stay tuned. The blog posts are coming. I promise we're going to talk about heaven and hell. We're going to talk about pandeism. We're going to talk about libertarianism. All those sorts of things. So I know times are heavy right now. Get off social media. Tell your friends you love them. Spend time with your family. Be good to each other. And we will get through these things together. So, love you guys. Thanks for listening. Like, comment, rate, share, subscribe, whatever you do. And I will talk to you guys soon.